Then a glow panel flickered to life out in the main corridor, and Han felt Alana tense for battle. Normally, he would have slipped over to one side of the hall to avoid becoming a target cluster for the enemy, but he wanted to stay within arm's reach of his granddaughter. She had done pretty well in the ambush back at the Falcon. Great, in fact. But that had happened with no warning. This time, there had been a chance to think. And in situations like these, too much thinking was usually a bad thing. A dozen heartbeats later, a pair of Sith scouts reached the intersection and cautiously poked their heads around the corner. When the leader narrowed her eyes and leaned close to whisper something in her partner's ear, Han knew they had sensed the trap. He wasn't surprised. Even if the Lost Tribe wasn't quite up to Jedi combat standards, most of them used the Force a lot more naturally than their light side counterparts. And that was their weakness, to Han's way of thinking. Members of the Lost Tribe had a habit of relying on the Force instead of themselves in a fight. So when they ran into someone who could really fight, they usually found themselves in trouble. Han felt Alana tense as she prepared to open fire, and he quickly placed a restraining hand on her arm. Had he been able to speak to her through the Force, he would have told her to be patient and wait for her grandmother to do her thing, because Leia Solo always had one more trick up her Jedi sleeves. And sure enough, a gentle clang came down the main corridor. The gazes of both Sith swung toward the sound and rose toward the ceiling, and they quickly backed out of sight and vanished down the corridor.
"They got away," Alana complained.
"Never shoot the scouts," Han explained. "They're expecting it."
"So?"
"They'll deflect your shot," Leia said.
Judging by the sound of her voice, she had already slipped into the room on her side of the hallway.
"You'll just reveal your position."
"But they have the Force,"
Alana said.
"They can already feel our positions."
"Yeah, that's what we're counting on."
Han took Alana by the arm and pulled her through the dark doorway on their side of the hallway, where he had already stowed R2-D2.
"Hand me your blaster."
Alana's voice grew suspicious.
"What for?"
"Because you're gonna need both hands."
He pulled her into the far corner where R2-D2 stood faintly illuminated by his status lights.
"Now hand me your blaster. Call Angie over and lie down over her head. Then cover your ears and close your eyes."
"What?"
Alana demanded.
"Grandpa, I'm not a Jedi yet. I can't sense anyone in the Force that well."
"Trust me, you won't need to."
Han thought about telling her what he expected to happen next, but decided against it. In his experience, it was better not to know some things were coming. He nudged her shoulder, then said,
"Blaster, now."
With a heavy sigh, Alana handed over her weapon, a petite Q2 that they had lifted from a dead Sith woman a little smaller than Leia, then did as she was instructed. Han tucked the pistol into his belt, holstered his own weapon, then did as he had instructed his granddaughter, and pressed his own torso down over Alana and Angie. Han had barely gotten his hands over his ears before he saw an orange flash through his eyelids and heard the crackling bang of an incendiary grenade. He peeked down and saw Alana staring up with a gaping jaw and eyes wide open. Angie was pressed flat to the floor, squeezed as tight to the wall as possible for a Nexu her size.
"Keep your eyes closed," he said.
She obeyed immediately, and a second later came the deafening crack and blinding white flash of a thermal detonator. Han counted to two, then opened his eyes to see a 4-meter circle of corroded Durasteel missing from the chamber's front wall. Flashing up the corridor outside was a steady stream of blaster bolts. Han pulled Alana's blaster pistol from his belt and passed it back to her.
"Don't leave my side."
"Not if a Rancor tries to drag me off,"
she assured him.
"Grandpa, how did you know?"
"Experience."
Han pulled his own blaster.
"Lots and lots of experience."